Joining us once again in studio on this Tuesday for a little bit of tech talk discussions, Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Gaan lees 'n bietjie daar, baie baie interessante goed. All of our little chats are also uploaded there. Tienus, welcome to the studio. Lucky to have you.
Thank you.
All right, so interesting one for transport and maybe, you know, loading things into a container and shipping it all across the world. These big cargo ships, there's news around them and there's talks about them transforming a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, these cargo ships are, we know, you know, they're massive and the world economy relies on them, right? So there's obviously a lot of goods that get transported by air, sure. But compared by the volumes, like the cargo ships are just 80 to 90% of the world's goods come via these massive ships.
I've done some filming, especially in the Cape Town harbor, the industrial side there. And when you can stand up and close these ships and you see them fully loaded, it takes your breath away. These things are massive.
They're huge.
And the engines that obviously run them is also massive.
They need to be because that's a lot of weight and goods that they're transporting.
Exactly. But this is where we are going in this direction now to try and, you know, help those engines just a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So again, we're in this kind of environmental movement and not only environmental, but cost saving. A lot of people care about costs, and these cargo ships, obviously, they use liters and liters of diesel every second. So every little bit
will help. It's almost like essentially the whole bottom half of the ship is a tank.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there's a new technology that they're starting to trial now. It's called Wind Wings, and they are installing almost 40-meter high sails on these huge cargo ships. And when I say sail, don't think Pirates of the Caribbean. Think more vertical wind turbines. So they're using the same materials that wind turbines are made of, and they're creating these rigid sails that are very narrow but very high vertically.
Yeah.
And they're installing two on each cargo ship as part of this trial. Now, they think that in ideal conditions, especially in the open ocean where these things have to be traveling, they think it can lower fuel usage and emissions by up to 30%.
And if you take a look at a long haul and a distance these things go, that's a lot. 30% is a lot. So let me get this straight. Is this a fixed structure that is permanently going to be fixed to the ship?
Pretty much. So the mast is fixed, and then the hard sail on either side of the mast is also fixed, but that can be moved electronically. So according to the, you know, whatever direction the wind is blowing, they can adjust it, obviously, to be more efficient. But there's no flapping around. It's very rigid. It's made, as I said, from the same materials as these huge wind turbines. So it's tried and tested. We know they work, and they can withstand the elements, and they'll need to withstand the elements because we know what wind speeds can reach out in the open ocean. But it seems quite a simple idea, but it's great that they are now testing it on these kind of ships and not, you know, these passenger ships that they were talking about doing way back. It just makes sense, and it feels like we should have done this ages ago.
You know what? I was thinking about this because, I mean, it's something that has been around. The technology has been around for a while, and it's interesting that they only now start implementing it, but I am quite excited to see if this really takes off. You know, on a beautiful summer's late afternoon when all the cargo ships lie in the ocean and wait to enter Cape Town Harbor. Imagine what that would look like on the horizon with all these hard sails just sticking up. I think it would be a pretty picture.
I think so as well. And you know, it just shows that this technology, I mean, these ships are, most of them are very, very old in any case. So they have to be going through refurbishments every now and again. And this could just form part of that refurbishment.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, there's currently about 110,000 of these vessels in the world, of these massive ships. And they've started to trial a couple of other wind technologies as well, but to a much smaller extent than these hard sails. I think this is the first time we have something that can be flexible enough so that they can still pack those cargo ships as full as they are right now, and then obviously add this technology to help their fuel over that
usage.
Journey.
Well, here's to hoping that the cost of sending goods in a container will also come down.
Well, that's the hope. Yeah. Exactly. So if the cargo companies can be more efficient, they can pass on some of that savings to the consumer.
I love that. Tienus, thank you very much for the update. Interesting news indeed. So my oog hier daarby hoor die son, hè, daarby te wie weet. Miskien sien ons een van daardie hard sales binnekort. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday hier op Smart FM.